T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Donnie, you like the Eagles?
I like some of their songs, yeah.
Like Don Henley and company, Malsey?
Not really. Hate them, actually.
Oh, you're just in a great mood.
No, you asked me about the Eagles. I don't like the Eagles, and I really don't like Don Henley. I think I like one.
You don't
Eagles
like
song.
Anything about that song?
The Boys of Summer, Don Henley.
No,
that song
sucks.
The song we just heard does nothing for you right there?
That might
they
actually
had one
be,
thing in common. They were good in bed. What a great line.
That might be one of the few songs by them I like. Their biggest problem
That's
is that
jam.
Their most famous song was done better by a Spanish band called the Gypsy Kings. The Spanish version of Hotel California just blows their crappy-ass version out of the water.
Wow.
It's just like where Johnny Cash took Nine Inch Nails' Hurt and made it his own, and it's a better song for it.
So if somebody takes a good song and makes it better, that makes you a bad band?
They should get the rights to that song. They should just become the official version of that song.
Like, I'm okay with that. I disagree. I think if you do a song first, it's your song.
Trent Reznor, who is Nine Inch Nails, said that Hurt is Johnny Cash's song now because he knew he couldn't compete with
but
him
if,
anymore.
Did he write the song?
Yeah. But no, so
See, that
so
would bug
hold
me.
On, hold on then.
That would bug me.
You know I love old country music. Like
yeah.
Your Christophersons, Waylon Jennings. Most of the most famous country songs you've ever heard performed were written by other people. I love a song called You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive because it's on a TV show I used to love.
Okay.
It was written by a guy named Daryl Scott.
Did he perform the song himself?
Brad Paisley. He has his own version, but Brad Paisley's version was used on the show. And Loretta Lynn, I think, did another version or whoever. Like a female singer did it, and it's very famous as well.
Okay.
Whose song is it?
I think if the person just wrote it for somebody else...
But he performed it, and Daryl Scott performed it also.
If he released it first and he wrote it, it's his song.
Doesn't he get to determine as the writer whose it really is? Like, doesn't the performer's spin on it
value? Anytime a band just gets more popular because they just do somebody's song over again, I always think that's a shortcut. I always think that that's BS.
Like, you need to come up with your own good songs?
Yeah.
You know what I didn't like was when Weezer covered Toto's Africa and didn't even make it a Weezer song. They were just trying to make it note
yeah,
similar
and it
to
charted
Toto.
And it blew up and they made all kinds
yeah,
of money off
see,
it.
I
that
don't
didn't
like
bother
that.
You? Okay, now we're speaking the same language.
That one did because Rivers Cuomo should not be trying to sing the song just like the guys in Toto
all
did.
Right. So I played Eagles because I have an Eagles question to start today's show with the Super Bowl next week. Because I feel like I've lived here long enough where I sometimes think I have a great handle on the sports fans in this town. And then there are things that pop up from time to time that make me think, well, maybe I don't have their psyche. Maybe I'm not as clued in or as connected as I thought I was. And one of these things happened yesterday for me, and I've been eager to bring it up on the air with you guys. It does involve us in some way. It does involve us. More than anything else, it involves Donnie. As Donnie continues to thrive and chart a course for himself and a brand in and of himself, Donnie Football, ladies and gentlemen. We just posted a video on 93.7 The Fan of his last wing tour stop. And there are very attractive young women who are begging Donnie for his autograph. And he obliged because he is a man of the people. And his girlfriend has given him permission to do such things. But anyways, Donnie brings this up to me yesterday, Chris. And I heard this and I'm like, I'm so flabbergasted by this because when I think Steelers fan, when I close my eyes, I picture Donnie. I picture him in his Jack Lambert jersey rolling into the gravel lot next to Acrisure Stadium 6 hours before kickoff, getting ready for Steelers football. That's who I think of. When I'm trying to cater topics and come up with things to talk about, I'm thinking about whether or not they would resonate with that very burly man that you're looking at in that booth right there, Donald J. Football.
Is burly better than husky or stocky, Donnie?
Burly,
when he says burly, does that have a better connotation?
I think it's about the same level
this
for me.
This beautiful burly man right
Actually,
there.
Actually, I take burly to mean more like you're a tough guy who's not to be
trifled
with. He is tough.
I don't want to be in a dark alley and have him on the opposite side. So he says this following statement to me yesterday. I think I'm going to go buy a Jason Kelce jersey. And I'm like, they're the Eagles. Am I wrong in thinking, even though they're in the NFC and they only play the Steelers every 4 years, isn't the rivalry between the cities intense enough? And isn't there enough hatred just between the two cities? Less about football, but more about the cities and hockey. But really, it's Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh. Can you going to get an Eagles jersey?
What's hateable about the Eagles right now, specifically?
Other
than jealousy that they have a great roster, they seem to get it.
Okay.
That stuff.
The Eagles could be the most lovable team in the entire NFL.
You're arguing that
they play in the wrong city.
Right. So you're arguing that Pittsburgh hating Philly is just something that is.
It's geographic.
It just
it's
is.
Like Penn State or Pitt, West Virginia. Penn State could have the greatest, most likable, all honor students who, if they weren't going to play football, they'd go be doctors and nurses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would make Pitt fans like them and say, oh, they're in the college football playoff. If we're not there, I'm going to go get myself a Penn State jersey.
Oh, see, I feel that way about WVU, though. I absolutely do. Like, if
I think you're in the minority
season,
with that.
If they have a great season and actually get to the college football playoff, I'll cheer for
them.
That's
interesting. I don't think a lot of Pitt fans would say that.
Here's another one. In a sport where they actually were doing a lot of battle and had some really good teams at the same time, and they outdid Pitt usually, it felt like, when Huggins would get the Deshaun Butler team to, what, the Final Four or whatever?
Okay.
Like, I cheered for them. Yeah. I wanted them to do well.
So if all of a sudden Syracuse had a bunch of guys that were good basketball players, you'd like them? No, of course not.
It's unique to what? So
right.
It's West Virginia for me. I have no animus
You have no animus with Philly?
No, with West Virginia, and less animus for Philly the city because I know people from there who I like.
So do you think most Pittsburghers,
they hate the Flyers,
have a connection where they know people for Philly where the hatred for them is really just isolated to the hockey team?
Are you guys teaching me this right now? I think when you hear people say I hate Philly, they hate the Flyers. They hate some of maybe the fan behavior that they think they are above here.
But the Flyers fans and Eagles fans are the same. In fact, the Eagles fans are more grotesque.
Only because it's an outdoor situation and there's more of them. But no, I just don't think that there is nearly any hatred level for Philly at large that there is for the Flyers. I know Pittsburgh fans who actually, their favorite basketball team is the 76ers. If they cheer for an NBA team, they've picked them over the Cavs.
Wow.
100%. Now, I find the Sixers very hard to watch because I can't stand James Harden.
Okay,
but
that has nothing.
No,
so,
I know.
What you guys are teaching me today is that there's not a Pittsburgh-Philly rivalry. It's just Penguins-Flyers.
I don't feel that there is one, no. Like, I cheered for the Phillies in the World Series, 100%.
And I heard you say that, and I gagged when I heard you say that.
I don't feel that there's a rivalry with that city. I feel that there's a rivalry between the hockey teams. Maybe when Roethlisberger was coming up and the Eagles had McNabb and they were really good too and they ended up playing the Super Bowl that year, you felt like there was a rivalry, but no. Like, I would list Patriots. I would list every AFC North team. I would probably list the Chiefs because you desperately want to be them and you're probably not going to be them.
Okay,
all as
so
teams
stop
I
that.
Don't like
so
more.
Time out for a second then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think most Steelers fans are rooting for the Eagles to beat the Chiefs?
Yes. I think over 50% of Steelers fans want the Eagles to win this game.
This is an eye-opening, rude awakening conversation for me. I thought it was easy to be like, F Philly, we hate Philly and Pittsburgh, Chiefs by 100.
I want the Chiefs to lose. I want Ring Around the Rosie to hit the deck.
Okay, but that comes down to a personal dislike you have for the way the Chiefs do things.
Yeah, I like the way the Eagles have built things, and here's why I would, if I were a Pittsburgh fan, and I am, here's why I want them to win in part, not just because I don't feel a rivalry with the city, but also you now have one of the guys who helped build these rosters that are so complete and so good.
But
you should want to see it
so
validated.
If the Steelers had stolen somebody from the Ravens front office,
yes,
and the Ravens were in the Super Bowl, you'd root for the Ravens?
Depends on who they were playing.
What if they were, really? I don't think it wouldn't matter to me. Who in the NFC would be more, maybe the Cowboys would be the only exception? That's probably it.
Like a Rodgers-Packers team, I would probably root for the Ravens just because I don't like Rodgers.
No, seriously?
Yeah, I think so. Not many. Nah, you might have got me, though.
Come on, man.
But it's different.
You
want to
see the team in your own division put that Lombardi in the air? Of course not.
No, I'm going to go back on that because I said right off the bat, every divisional team I hate way more than Philly because they're divisional rivals. I just have no, I have no part of me that's sitting here going like, oh, man, Philly sucks. I lived there for 6 months. I liked it in Philly. I had a buddy who lived there for a while. I'd go to visit him with Alex. We'd go out there, paint the town red. I like going out in that city. Fun city. No animus, other than when orange
so
and black
don't think
is on the other side of the
Penguins.
So
you don't think it's one of those things where Pittsburgh, like inferiority complex, like Philly has with New York, where Pittsburgh thinks it's better than Philly and like gags over things about Philly that they fetishize there?
No, because don't most people, like people laugh at the fact that the Flyers haven't won a cup in almost 50 years now. People laugh at the fact that the 76ers, like they haven't really gotten it done. The Phillies have been...
What do you mean? It's a great era in Philly sports right now. Their team was in the World Series.
In the past, people have been able to laugh at Philly for a variety of reasons. Until very recently, they have been a sad sack loser.
So you put Pittsburghers and Philadelphians in a room with each other. They get along fine unless hockey is talked about.
Better, they get along much better than you seem to think that they
would. Yeah, I thought that we kind of just hated them.
French fries on sandwich, sandwiches.
I had this,
Cheese Whiz on sandwiches. There's a lot of kinship.
So then, which city do we have the biggest rivalry with?
Baltimore,
because cities
probably.
Have
Baltimore. Cleveland probably. Cleveland. Actually, for a while there, you know what it was? It was Boston because they were clearly the city of champions,
and they were obnoxious about everything.
Yeah, I would say if you give me like when you say rivalry with a city, you really mean rivalry with fans. And there is no group of fans I hate more than Boston sports
fans by a wide margin. Surprised that it's not Philly fans because they're just downright nasty to everybody and trying to intimidate and kick everybody's ass and act like they're just big bullies.
It's almost kind of funny, though, to watch.
Yeah, it's funny when they barf on girls and they throw batteries at people and beat people up. I find their whole fan mentality to be just deplorable and sickening. I want them to lose at everything. I hate their teams.
I hate the Flyers. I just can't
like
work up
Pirates
any hatred.
Fans are like, Phillies, no big deal. Phillies are fine. I've got no quarrel with the Phillies. Let them win. Let them have their cake and eat it too there. Let them have their tasty cake and eat it too.
I don't think McCutchen being on the Phillies precluded people from rooting for him. It was just like, fine.
No, that's because the Pirates weren't good.
Like, I want the Eagles to win this game for a variety of reasons. I haven't even placed a bet yet, and I want the Eagles to win. They're far more likable.
So there's no city rivalry, then?
Not for me.
And not for Donnie. He wants a Jason Kelce jersey.
And I'm the kind of guy who just bridges gaps between people. I bring people together. I'm a uniter. I'm not a divider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bengals lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Now they got big-time problems. We'll talk about that later. Yesterday, we were trying to facilitate a conversation about the Taylor Lewan stuff with our guy Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, who is in Pittsburgh because he's embraced the college wrestling thing. And he's in studio with us right now. So you're going all in on Penn State wrestling and Pitt wrestling, huh?
Wrestling in general. I mean, I love the sport. Love watching it. Me to go to an event, I mean, just special. Just real special.
And did you wrestle in high school or anything?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I wrestled. I did a practice, and my buddy convinced me. He's like, Jerry, you got big legs. You'd be good. You're agile on your feet.
You didn't need anything else. Just you got big legs.
Got big legs.
Ready to go here.
And then once I found out about the weight
cut. Strong base.
Yeah. Once I found out about the weight cut, I said, no, I'm not doing this.
Oh, they all do crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They do crazy stuff to cut the weight.
They're doing, they're skipping rope and they're jumping rope in the showers with the steam going.
So, Pony, I went to Penn State, obviously, which is a pretty good wrestling school. They got Cale Sanderson there.
That's where he was, Chris. He was right in with those guys.
I'm there 20 years ago, which is dating myself here a little bit, but they worked out in like a dungeon, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just a sparse room, like the other end of a rec hall weight room where regular students would use. So I'd go in there and I would see dudes who I knew could kick my ass who were like 140 pounds.
Yeah.
Looked miserable.
Oh yeah.
Just jogging around.
I think you need to instill
sweat.
That mentality to be a good wrestler.
Jerry, they looked like they were prisoners almost.
Oh yeah.
And they were just and you'd see them and you'd
that
knew
cauliflower
ear
going on?
Oh yeah. Which I don't, you can prevent, can you not prevent cauliflower just by wearing the headgear?
I think it's like a badge of courage. I think
I think that's what makes the cauliflower is wearing that piece, no?
Oh, I thought that protected you from
it. I don't think so. I think it encourages the cauliflower.
Do you think cauliflower ear helps these guys get more girls or repels more women from like a
tough looking
wrestler?
I think it's a sign to other people like don't F with me. I'm a wrestler.
Well, you know that's one of my golden rules at the bar. If you're mouthing off and you see it's to a guy with cauliflower ear, you stop what you're doing.
Yes.
And you buy him and whoever he's with.
Well, you're
going
to be around these pit. Ask. Just
I'll ask him tonight. I got no problem with that.
Like the chicks dig scars thing. Do chicks dig cauliflower ear?
I want to know the genesis of it.
I
want to know how it happens. I want to know the root cause of it. If it's the headgear
or not. The
sweat.
I think it's the
you get your ear grinded into the mat and it just sort of happens.
Yeah, banging the head maybe.
So you tried out. You did wrestling.
I did.
So
and then found out about the weight cut. I was around like, I think 170-ish. He's like, oh, you know, Jerry, we want to get you down, you know.
But a lean 170.
Yeah. And then they want to get me down to like 145.
Oh,
and it's like,
no.
Dude, I mean, this ain't happening. I eat too much.
A Sunday spaghetti and meatballs family?
Every
growing
Sunday,
up?
Yes, yeah. Every Sunday.
Yeah. Same.
That was
early
dinner.
Wasn't
happening.
We did like a 1 o'clock kickoff dinner. We had an early dinner.
I respect it.
Were you spaghetti
every
and meatballs
Sunday
family enough that it was termed gravy in your home? Because
I'm
not Italian at all.
It's
so
gravy in my home.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, so what the hell's going on with the Lewan thing? Because I saw this the other day. He went on your Still Here podcast, and I'm like, this almost makes too much sense.
Yeah.
But he's still on another team.
Yeah, so I was breaking up yesterday, okay, in the call. What had happened was Barstool threw the Arizona Bowl, which I went down to. Dave and Big Cat invited me down to make some content down there, and Taylor's in the hotel room, so we chop it up. We go have lunch, me, him, Will Compton, Frank the Tank. We have a nice lunch at Five Guys.
I love Frank the Tank.
The best.
Oh, yeah.
I was
Taylor
hoping he
the
came
one,
with
Will
you today.
Compton. Frank the Tank was there, too.
Yeah, one of the best lunches I've ever had. So we're at the table talking.
What are you guys eating?
Five Guys.
Okay.
Five Guys. We're talking ball. And, you know, I told him straight up, like, what's the deal? Like, I know you're on the Titans. He's like, honestly, Jerry, I'm probably going to get cut. I mean, no disrespect.
Some injury
but
stuff going
yes,
on. Yes, yeah.
I would cut me too, he said. And he even said it on my podcast. So I start planting the seed. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we're not the strongest offensive line in the league. We're decent. We held our own. We all played together all year long.
They played over their heads, Jerry.
Yes. And you know, left tackle is a weakness. I mean, you're talking about a guy with a 62 grade on him.
Pro Football Focus.
Yes, that's not going to get it done. Why not have a veteran down there, okay, that plays smash mouth football in your face, hardcore? Taylor's perfect for the job. And I mean, the salary cap
Pittsburgh
went up.
Would love him. Pittsburgh would love. Oh, the they would style, embrace the mentality.
Him. They would embrace.
They
him.
Would love the mentality.
Jerry, I said yesterday it would be like the offensive equivalent of Ogunjobi.
100%.
1 year.
I agree.
You get a low. You get a buy low situation yes. on a guy that had a major injury.
Yes.
And give him a chance to get back to the player he was. He's a former first round pick. He's a huge guy. He's got great pedigree. He's had amazing seasons.
Of course, he accomplished everything. As an individual offensive lineman, you could accomplish.
And if he plays well in a 1 year deal, then he's 31.
He can go back into the market and make all kinds of money.
Or he can stay here if he likes it. Yeah. You can pay him a little
another
bit
another 1 year deal.
You think he'd do a prove it deal in Pittsburgh? You think he likes the lakes here? He said enough to do that?
Yeah, the three lakes touching each other.
I think there's a number he would have to get to uproot his family.
You think?
$8 million, the Ogunjobi number.
10?
10. Okay. I think he would do it for 10. I really do.
8, 10, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, what are they paying? What's his face?
Nine.
Yeah, they're paying Chooks $9 million. I
what
mean,
a well, horrible deal.
On that,
that
scale, Luan can just say, give me 30.
Yeah.
I mean.
But what's the thing with him and TJ Watt hitting him in the balls and spitting on him?
Yeah, I mean, that happened years ago. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it is a true story. And listen, I get it. TJ Watt, I mean.
You got to find a way to get under his skin and get him off his game. So if that means tapping him in the balls, that's what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to do it. You know what I mean?
To break his skin.
You know.
But you don't think it's a non-starter now, like Watt wouldn't want to share a locker room with him, do you?
I don't think so. TJ Watt seems, you know, business is business. That just seems how he goes about his
Man,
stuff.
How do you go about, though, if they do sign him or something like that happens? Hey, sorry about the time I spit right on you, and then the ball tap. I mean, it was an accident. Well, I mean, not
it
really
wasn't an accident. I think Watt knows that.
Yeah, you can't even say that. I mean, it's like when my kid ball tapped me on video. It wasn't an accident. He meant to do every bit of that.
I think there's a time and place where they would be able to squash the beef. Maybe not right away, but time heals all.
Well, if Taylor's playing left tackle, then they're not going against each other in practice because TJ's lining up against old Chooks.
Yeah, and I say this to say this. If the Steelers are going to draft a tackle in the first round, I got no problem with them not pursuing Taylor Lewan. That's just my take.
Yeah, but how are they going to get – there's no guarantee of that, Jerry.
Right. No,
of course. They're picking 17th now. The best tackles could all be gone by the time they're on the clock.
I know. The two of them, the kid from Northwestern, the kid from Ohio State, you might have to trade up 2-3 spots, but I would focus on
those
guys.
They might have to trade up 10 spots to get one of those two guys.
Ten's a little bit of a
See, I'd rather have my
base – I want Broderick Jones. I want that guy.
I'd rather have my bases covered. Why not have a veteran offensive tackle? There's no rule that says you can't draft another guy at 17 or 32.
Of course. I get it, yeah.
So, I right now...
You know if they sign Lewan, though, it means... You know what it means, Pony.
What?
With the 17th pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select cornerback from Penn State.
Not going to be there.
Joey Porter.
I think he'll be gone.
Top 10.
I'm hoping he's gone.
He's going top 10.
I'm hoping he's gone.
You're out on him.
I don't want him. Do you want him? You want his dad back around and the whole thing with his dad and the preferential treatment and the nepotism and all that?
The circus comes back to town here for that.
I think he's good, but what I seen when he went up against
Marvin
Harrison Jr., he was suspect a little bit.
He was very handsy.
He was very suspect.
Give me a nice, boring cornerback nobody here knows anything about, like Cam Smith in the first round. No, Witherspoon, the kid from Illinois, it seems like he's going to go number one overall with what I'm hearing
now. The way people are talking about him.
Okay, so what, Jersey Jerry, what can you tell me about last night? What are you allowed to say about it? Because you sent a
allowed
nice
to say?
You sent a nice picture out of you and Kenny.
Yeah,
and
listen, we talked for 3 hours. And of course, you know, I'm ruffling feathers. I'm trying to get as much information as I can. One thing I will say is this. As a fan, there's things that I don't agree with.
Will you say that to him?
Oh,
are
yeah.
You're comfortable saying, hey,
oh, yeah.
With all due respect, I completely disagree.
We're friends, you know what I mean? So I'm able to say what I want, you know what I mean? And then, you know, he says his side of it, and then I sit back and I listen, and I'm like, you know, he makes a lot of sense, you know?
So is he, for example, he said, you're wrong, Jerry. Matt Canada is good at his job. And he said, oh, that's a good point. I agree with you now, Kenny.
In some ways and another, you know, I felt like the offense was stagnant at a lot of times this year.
Well, how about the Freiermuth revelation that he wasn't
no
even allowed
routes.
To do? That is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
kind of Pop Warner Pee Wee organization
you're playing
is this,
Madden,
Jerry?
You set up your hot routes before you start the
that
season.
That is just ridiculous,
there might not
man.
Be a lot of truth to that.
Oh,
really?
Maybe not all the way. Somewhat true, but maybe not all the way true.
So we might have like potentially an angry paddy wagon who might have tossed that one out there where he knew it was going to get hurt.
Possibly. I'd say. You know, the thing is with the Steelers is they're very young, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I think, especially after that having that dinner last night, Kenny is the guy to rally these guys together,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He just, you know, just having the dinner with him, he just explains to me, you know, what he thinks the team needs in certain areas. And you sit back and you're like,
what, anything you could share?
I think I'd be able to share it, you know, of course. And Kenny is
wants Addison.
He's an offensive player, okay? Of course he's going to want offense. Does he think we're going to draft Jordan Addison in the first round? Probably not. Has he put bugs in the staff's ear of certain guys he would want? Yes. Is one of those guys a veteran wide receiver in the NFL? Yes.
Yeah. That's, he should.
Yes. I think he's right. You know what I mean? Like, of course, you know, but, you know, offense, you need to score points in this league now. You have to.
They averaged 18 points a game, Jerry. That's not going
to
cut
it. Was he happy with his rookie year? Like, do you get the sense talking to him that he was happy with how he played overall? Like, if he could give himself, like, or if he gave himself a grade, what it would be?
I think it was really tough on Kenny in the beginning of the year, you know, not getting those reps early on.
Oh, my God, we
camp.
Heard that a million times. I agree
yes,
with him on it.
Yes, not getting those reps. And he stated that stuff in his interviews. Mm-hmm. He never got the first team reps in camp. So you're playing with guys in camp that aren't going to have jobs, okay?
Tyler Vaughns.
Yeah, yes.
That guy's working at Five Guys. He probably served that meal for you guys at the Arizona Bowl.
I mean, he might have. I'm not sure. I can't confirm or deny. But, you know, his point is, you know, he was playing with guys that aren't going to have jobs in the NFL. So, yes, it's going to take weeks for him to get up to speed playing with guys that don't even know what routes
they're
running.
Jerry, they botched that whole thing.
Well, hold on. They didn't botch it. That was the script that they received from the NFL. Don't you hear?
Yes.
That was their script.
That's going
viral
now.
It was just a bad script that they got.
Yeah.
Arian Foster told everybody, you get your script and you've got to follow
that
it.
That blew up millions of views.
Do you ever wonder about the people who are dead serious, think that he's telling the truth there, and just wonder how the rest of their brain functions?
Oh, yeah. It's insane. It's wild. It's so obvious that it was a bit. And you got Sports Illustrated writing serious articles about it.
Oh, my God. Just an unbelievable. Like,
the best reaction to it was the tweet that said, Aaron Hernandez reaction to the script he got.
Yes, yes, I've seen it.
I think everyone
great.
Took the same Disney movie and just had the same guy opening a letter for
those. We talked to Kenny once a week during his last year at Pitt. We got to know him. Mm-hmm. We've been around him. He's tremendous, as you know. He is a practice repetition freak.
Oh, yeah.
He's not like Ben. He's not going to go up there and just friggin' wing it.
No.
Ben didn't like practice. This guy's the exact opposite.
Opposite. Film guy
Right. So the idea that they thought the entire summer, let's just have him out there with the Scribinos, was so dumb. I actually still, on February 3rd, can't comprehend that they just let Trubisky get all of the reps.
Well,
then abandon that plane in the fourth game, Jerry.
Well, see, here's what happened. The Steelers didn't think Kenny Pickett would be there. So, you know, they bring in Mitch as a bridge guy, okay? They didn't think Kenny was going to be there. Now he's there in the draft, and you're like, okay, we're going to take him, even though we just got Mitch, we paid Mitch. They said to themselves, listen, they seen what Kenny could do in the preseason, right? That's why he probably got yanked a little earlier than people would like, because they seen, oh, no. If Kenny plays another game in preseason against the Lions— okay, and he puts up these numbers.
All the guys in the locker room are going to want him.
All the guys in the locker room, the fan base, the media.
Well, the fan base already wanted him.
Oh, yeah, but even more so, you know what I mean? Then, you know, the staff and the organization says to themselves, oh, wow, look at the position we're in now, you know what I mean? So, you know, they had to give Mitch, I guess, a little bit of a chance, but I wish it was a little sooner.
How's the relationship that you sense between Kenny and Mitch?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing.
Oh, not like you got to say amazing. He told you if anyone asked you, you got to say amazing, legit.
No.
I don't think Trubisky. I know Jerry's right. I don't think Kenny holds any ill. I don't think Trubisky holds any ill will against Kenny.
Zero.
I think it's more about the organization and the coaches.
Yeah. They're very good friends. Like, very good friends.
I give Trubisky credit for that, man, because I don't know. I think you got to be a pretty big person to not be completely jammed up, whether you think it's their fault or not, at the guy who takes your job. Like, I think that says a lot about him.
Oh, he's a professional. He's a very good teammate, you know, and Kenny could attest to
that. I don't
think
he wants to be a teammate, though, this coming year. Yeah. I think if he had his druthers.
Yeah, I'm sure he would want to go out and compete for another job. You know, I'm sure he thinks he could be a starter or a really good
number. So you look at the NFC South, he might be the best quarterback in the season.
So you came away from this dinner, Jerry, feeling great.
I felt very good. The future.
Yeah.
I did because as a fan, you sit back and you say all these things and, you know, you come to these conclusions so fast and you don't realize, you know, what it really takes to win, you know, in the NFL. And then you're sitting across from a table from a guy who is a professional quarterback for an organization, and you say to yourself, wow, that was a really good point. I didn't even think of that. So I think the Steelers are in a better spot than what most people think.
How about him thinking he can make a jump like we saw from Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence in year two?
Oh, he's going to make a jump. Oh, he's going to make a jump. Believe me, he'll make a jump. And he already said, you'll see this year compared to last year. Just watch.
What's something he said to you that he knows he can do better? That like something you struck you as very confident
2 minute,
he's going to do better?
The 2 minute.
Really?
Yeah, because he said, you know, for the 2 minute drill, he said in college it was so much different. You know, you get a first down, the clock stops. You don't realize when you come to the NFL how quick
it
is. Well, I'm surprised that he would say that, though, just because at the end of the year, that's where the best moments came in the 4 minute drill.
He said that he needed, and tell me if he said the same thing to you, he said, I realized in the NFL I had to get at least one big play.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he was talking about, you know, at dinner last night, you know.
What did he have? Did he have a nice?
He had a ribeye.
Good choice.
Me and him had the same
that's
order.
That's a franchise quarterback decision right there.
If he had gone filet mignon, I'd have actually been
soft.
Disappointed.
It would have been a soft order.
Come on, man. You got to have the fat cap there.
Yeah,
all that good
and listen,
stuff.
I love his buddy Jim. Great guy. He went with the filet. And
that's kid store stuff.
Suspect.
That's 10 or 11. Dad takes you out to dinner with your family. Yes. First time he lets you order a steak and you go filet because there's no fat
on it. Of course.
He's got to loosen up around you guys.
He does a little bit.
Don't feel like that's like a first date situation where I don't want the other person to think I'm a pig.
Yeah,
eat a little bit more.
Accurate. I mean, he's a big boy. He should have went with the ribeye.
So he ordered the ribeye. He was very loose and very relaxed at dinner with you guys.
Very relaxed, you know. Very open to talking about different
things. Has he already
things?
Started actively prepping for next year? Or is he one of those guys that's taken a couple extra weeks to really
He's in there every day. Yeah. Every single day he's there. You know what I mean? He doesn't take a day's off. He just doesn't. He's not wired like that.
So what's going on with your relationship with Watt? Wasn't he supposed to come to your kid's birthday? What happened there?
Yeah, that was a little Twitter's a war zone, and I might have got duped, I'd say. You know, there was this fake Pittsburgh account that was saying he's coming, don't worry. We set it all up to travel and whatnot.
And so were you telling your kid he was actually going to be there?
See, my kid doesn't understand yet, but I was telling my family, like, you know, everybody be on their best behavior.
Was this somebody that was subscribed to Twitter Blue? Because I'll tell you
it might have been. There was a check.
See, if they paid $8 for that check, that's suspect, man.
Yeah, I get it, you know, but, you know, he never showed, but that's okay because, you know.
And you guys have buried the hatchet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. TJ's my guy, man. I'll see him during Pittsburgh Super Bowl week, which will be cool.
You could be.
You're
going to
be out there.
Yes, I'll be there, yeah.
Jerry, you could be one of the most important people to the Steelers offseason. You could be somebody. I said I was a uniter, not a divider. You might be able to unite and inspire many players.
Oh, if Taylor Lewan comes here and solves left tackle, they should give you something.
I'd have to
get something.
Perhaps a small percentage of the deal.
Something. I mean, they're gonna pay one way or the other. But, you know, I'm very excited for the camp because I've got some inside information. You might see Jersey Jerry doing some water work, hydrating the guys. That might be in the works.
Give me Jersey Jerry's top five Steelers right now.
All time or right now?
No, right now. Your guys.
On this team.
Jersey Jerry's
TJ
guys.
Watt. TJ okay. Watt. I put up in there.
One or two. Is Kenny number one?
TJ Watt one.
Okay.
I would say Minka two.
Minka.
Oh, I thought you were going with like your personal guys. You have the closest relationship.
Oh, you want
that's
the closest?
What I'm going with. Yeah.
Oh, closest.
I want Jerry's guys.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
In the inner circle, in the Jerry inner circle.
Yeah.
Kenny. One. Two would be. Now it's getting to be Gentry. No. Sorry. I apologize. One Kenny. Two Freiermuth. Three Gentry. Four. We go back and forth a little bit. You know, I'd say once or twice a week in the DMs, TJ Watt.
Okay.
And then five would be Edmonds.
Terrell Edmonds.
I'd say Edmonds a little bit. Yeah, we talk in the DMs sometimes.
How about you and Ben back in the day? Anything there?
Zero, nothing. Never showed respect.
What do you mean?
I mean, never reached out, nothing. I mean, never showed respect.
He only showed respect to one person of the three of us then, and it's that guy over there. But to be fair to him, Jerry, I didn't really show him much respect either.
Were you a Ben guy?
The end.
I was a Ben guy for a long time, you know. What he's done for Pittsburgh Steelers football is incredible. You know, I always have that spot for him. I wish he was a little involved more, like, media-wise and stuff like that over his career, but just
well,
wasn't
hold on.
That
guy. He's got a podcast
now.
He has had to deal with the same things we do when we go to a live broadcast and people are making too much noise.
Yes,
I want to play
that
for Jerry next. Jersey Jerry in studio with us. He's going to be at the Pitt, North Carolina wrestling match. That's tonight?
Tonight, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock will be over there, the field house.
I could not
score, be rocking.
Pony, I could not score a wrestling match or tell you who's like technically, unless somebody did like basically a German suplex or like was performing a WWE move, I couldn't tell you who's winning or not. I've tried to watch like Kurt Angle's actual gold medal match from 96. You could tell me the other guy actually kicked his ass and I'd believe you.
But Jerry was telling us during the break that Barstool's all in on this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they're behind me, you know. Certain, you know, guys that are higher up in the company besides Dave, you know, will kind of let you do your thing, you know, and see what content comes out of it. If it's good, they're just going to keep backing you. That's just what they do.
So how did you get on? How did Jersey Jerry get in with Barstool Sports?
Yeah, so I had that viral video, you know, the dish is nothing yep. video. Barstool reached out, invited me down to a live event they were having. Me and Dave exchanged numbers, you know.
Are you thinking at this point? Like, this is my
I'm thinking I'm in. I'm thinking this is my big break. I'm in, you know, I'll get in with this guy. You know, as the weeks went on, for some reason, I was just DMing them my videos, and nothing was happening. And then years go by, and then one day I'm in my room.
Years went by?
Yeah, 2.5 years. Two and a half, three years.
So what are you thinking during that stretch?
More, I think 3 years.
That was my chance.
I didn't know how to contact them. I had no idea how. And then, you know, I'm looking through my phone, my contacts one day, 3 years later, I'm like, I got this guy's number. You know what I mean? So I shot him a text. I said, hey, it's Jersey Jerry. He said, hey, what's up? So I guess he knew who I was. And I was like, I love the opportunity to work for Barstool. He said, sure, come in. I came in, interviewed.
What's an interview like? Is it a formal interview? Do you get dressed up for that? You put nice
clothes
on or
I didn't get dressed up. No. I was wearing a visor and like sweatpants. It just was nothing.
Donnie, when he got the job to be our producer, which is a big step up in class for him, he was part time. He came in like a full looking like suit.
Oh, he had his first communion suit on.
Our big boss here in our building, everybody calls him Spack. That's how he prefers to be addressed. Mm-hmm. His last name is Spaciopoli. He called him Mr. Spaciopoli and was told never do that again.
Yeah.
That's how Donnie tried to get formal, and it was just, he was so inauthentic.
So you went in as yourself.
Went in as myself. He offered me the job, and you know, the problem was I wanted to get a part-time gig because I had a union job already, which I didn't want to leave.
What were you doing?
Underground gas work, so construction like that.
Yeah, and you liked that job?
I loved it because the money was great. You know, it was long hours, but the money was good. And I was, you know, dipping back and forth with a different podcast I was with, making some money on the side. And I told Dave, I want to work part-time in the beginning. He said, nope, I'm offering you a full-time job. Take it or leave it. I said, no.
Oh.
And then, you know, months went by, and then I'm sitting there, and eventually I got signed to Action Park Media with Kevin Connolly, but he's a drunk, so he fired me.
I didn't know that about
him. Yeah, he's not the best guy in the world, trust me. He snapped one day, fired the guy I was working with. 2 weeks later, an editor then fired me, and I'm like, all right, whatever, buddy. I reached back out to Dave, and he wasn't, you know, having it. He was like, nope, I offered you the job already. Offered you the job. He was ignoring me, and I sent him one final message. And I said, hey, Dave, listen, I'm not going to, you know, text you or call you anymore, but if you don't hire me, I'm going to make you regret it. And then he said, come in. And then I went in, and I said, I'll work for free. Give me 3 months. I want to work for free. You know, I'll come in 3-4 days a week. I'll work for free for 3 months. My first day there, I worked. He sent me a message later that night. He's like, hey, you're hired. He didn't need the 3 months. So, like, shout out to Dave. He's a great guy. Really good guy.
How did you get into the Steelers?
Growing up, just wearing the colors. My dad was a Steelers fan, but he wasn't like, he was those 70 Steelers fans that, like, was the in the hype train and stuff like that. So he dressed me up in the black and yellow, and I was like, you know what? And when I got to kindergarten, I was like, I can get behind this. I like this. My best friend in kindergarten, he was a Cowboys fan, so we had a little bit of a rivalry there, and I just stuck with it.
Who's the all-time Jersey Jerry favorite Steeler? Not who maybe accomplished the most. Your all-time favorite
You're going to put
Steeler.
His jersey on. You're going to wear it proud, Jerry.
Troy Polamalu.
I felt like that was in the team picture for a likely answer there.
Troy Polamalu.
You ever meet him?
No, never. Never have.
Like, get him on the show.
I should. I should try it.
Don't
least.
Ask him about like actual sports or the NFL. He only will tell you about soccer. He doesn't watch
football.
Get
him into all,
is that a fact?
Get him into all kinds
dude,
of
does
off
not
the
watch. He
get him off the beaten path stuff, Jerry.
He doesn't.
You'd get open up.
He would tell he would say in interviews, I don't watch football unless I have to watch film for a game.
Wow.
I play FIFA when I'm at home. He just hangs at like loves soccer legitimately, wow. does not watch NFL football, as the story goes.
Wow.
So, like, if the Super Bowl was happening, he would be, like, literally reading a book.
I still can't get over the fact that you had the balls to get back in with them after that.
Well, to say no the first time. Yeah. To say no the first time, I think, is a brassy
move. Where's that come from,
Jerry? Well, the thing
Jerry?
Was, I get it where Dave probably felt disrespected because there was probably never a guy or a kid that went in there looking for a job. They offer him a job with a very good salary, and they say no to your face. So I get it. Dave probably felt a little disrespected, but I said to myself, I'm going to send him one last message. If he don't like it, whatever. I'll move on. I'll try to do something else, but I think he made the right decision.
So the key here is to have a very good union job that you legitimately like before you go and shoot for the moon here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How about the pardon my take, guys? Give us a little behind the curtain glimpse of those guys.
Okay, Big Cat, he sponsored my 1-year-old's birthday party. We had a designated ball pit sponsored by Big Cat, which he donated $1,000 out of his own money for the ball pit, and he sponsored it.
His run as Coach Duggs or with Coach Duggs was legendary during pandemic times. I met PFT one time before. I think he worked for you guys. I actually had lunch with him. I think he kept the sunglasses on even then. And yes. I knew his. I was one of the people that knew his real name randomly way before that became public domain. Mm-hmm. Some of the early, especially the stuff he wrote before he got. Not that he's not funny now. He is. Some of the stuff he
Incredible.
Wrote is just some of the most creative, insane stuff I have ever read in my entire
life.
So
good. So smart. You know, those guys are moving to Chicago, so that'll be really fun. You know. Starting an office over there, so that'd be great.
Did you ever think, like, when you were in your teens or 20s that you were going to break out like this? Did you have it in your head that you were going to get into sports media somehow, Jared?
No, not sports media. I was thinking more like the stand-up comic route when I was younger, like a lot younger, like or an actor route. Like, I always knew I had something. I just didn't know what I had. And then, you know, as the years go on, you know, you start to get a little bit of popularity, not much, but then you got athletes and stuff like that messaging you back and forth. It's like, okay, I think this is the route I want to go.
That is, I mean, that's just wild to have like the success to get people messaging you back and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be great. That would be pretty surreal to have a regular job. And then
What do you think is the appeal of Jersey Jerry?
I never changed. I always stayed the same. You look back at my content 4 years ago when I started, I've only had Twitter for a year and a half now. I've been the same guy all the way through. I never changed, you know. I'm just myself every single day. And I just love when you can make people laugh and have a good time.
Can you tell me how you've been on Twitter for a year and a half? I need to catch him in followers.
Mm-hmm.
I do not tweet maniac stuff like he does on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, he's on a different level.
But he has managed
to
outstrip me 2-1 here. I'm only at a meager 36,000, Jerry. I need your help, pal.
That is 50-50. Some stuff you say is just outlandish stuff.
Thank you.
And some stuff,
he needs to hear this.
But guess
stuff,
what? That's me. That's like what you're saying.
I agree.
Jerry, that's me.
That's fine.
That's my personality. I can't help myself.
I know.
I don't
get
know
it.
What to do about it. Do I go see a therapist?
No,
do I
think,
somebody
I
take Twitter away from
I
me?
I think blasting this nonsense out onto Twitter is therapy
I'll
for you.
I'll tell you what to do. You
the
know
problem
what,
is
you know
it's
what
not therapy for the rest of us.
I got a timer on my tweets, and I can show you. So when I put out a tweet, it'll circle for 30 seconds, and then I'll look closely at the tweet, and I'll say, is this a good tweet? And then if I don't like it, I hit undo. Try the timer. Try the 30-second timer.
Oh, no. I mean, it'll just further galvanize him that he made people wait 30 seconds to read some of this stuff. I mean, it's insane.
Oh, man. Well, Jerry, it's always great to have you in town.
Yes.
We got to come up with, you're obviously an extremely creative guy. We got to come up with something with all of us.
A segment. Do a segment.
Or something where we all get together and do something
for sure.
fun.
Yes.
Get people in the mix.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. You know, I do something with CBS. You know, I did it with this year, CBS Sports. We did like a little segment.
Was it Gelb?
Yeah, Gelb. It was pretty successful. I enjoyed it.
Was he yelling at you?
Yeah, was he screaming the entire time?
No, he wasn't screaming. He's a very loud guy.
Gelb has one speed and it's loud.
Yeah, he's a pretty loud guy. We're on a different level though. He can communicate.
Do you ever think about doing a segment with Will Kane?
Yes, I love Will. That's kind of how I got started was Will Kane. He was the first radio host to take my calls.
Will Kane.
Will Kane was the first. And you know what? He never cut me off once. Francesa cut me off every day. every day.
We just did a Francesa bit yesterday. Because one of my favorite things they did was when they'd bring up a baseball player's career, and they'd go year by year. They'd get a stats, a Hall of Fame year.
Yes, yes.
We did that with Roethlisberger and Mahomes yesterday.
Oh, wow. How'd it work out?
Okay.
Good.
Jer, you're the best, man.
Thank you so
great
much,
to have
guys.
You.
Appreciate
Where can
it.
People get your stuff?
Twitter, Instagram's the same, JerryTheKid21. Go follow the Steel Here podcast. I'm telling you.
S-T-E-E-L.
Yes, S-T-E-E-L-H-E-R-E. Steel Here.
You guys
here.
Are great. That's where the Luan thing happened.
Yes.
So people can go watch that. Jersey Jerry, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.